Until you amass sufficient pure potency, until you regain enough inner light, it is true, you will die. You will arise from your body. You will linger in the soul plane, a respite, a relief place, yet freedom from death is not yours here, not quite. When with the aid of your companions, your incarnate brethren, together you amass your pure, potent, resplendent inner light, you then will be able to expand completely, to shatter illusion, to begin to take flight. There is nothing like amassing treasures, treasures of the material kind. This is accruing inner good merits. This is remembering that you are light. Until you achieve this, you fear you are dying. For in a deep place within you, you already know that death, true, is a victory. It is a completion. And yet it is only a stopover point. Why ever would you stop there? Why would you not long for your own variability to blast on right through? Why linger in suffering when you can have freedom? This is a choice. It is up to you. Decide now for victory. Decide for completion. Decide that you'll never return here again. Here is of suffering. Home is of freedom. Why, oh why, would you ever not want this again? You must believe you are able. If I am, you are too. Together we will make this journey. Come here, hold my hand. This is the greatest decision you have ever been called to leave behind suffering, to enter pure light. What you must remember is that nothing is left here. Once you realize this, then all can take flight. There is no loss here, there's only gain here. This you must remember, and ego must too. For as you remember, you allow this freedom. It is not just for me, and it is not just for you. You are signing a sacred contract. You're abdicating suffering. You're standing up strongly into your radiant light. And as you choose this, as you choose to be a winner, this winning is shared. It is shared by all in the night. For when you decide this, you represent freedom. The all and the one, they are both the same. Illusion, separation, they have long deceived you. You thought you were separate. The truth is, we are one. And so as you decide this, as you choose your freedom, you make this choice on behalf of the whole. As you choose your own freedom, as you end your own suffering, there isn't anyone outside of you who can possibly fall. For this is the holograph. This is the magic key. This is the doorway I showed when I walked through. Because it appeared that I suffered, your holograph became suffering. When you realize I am alive and well, this can be yours too. The holograph, it changes as the imprint placed in it. Realize I am free. Realize I am free. And as you now do this, you will awaken. Remember, the option of suffering and of failure are no longer options at all. Your choice is to be freedom. Your choice is to be union. This is the one choice, the only choice. To this, you are now called. Your ego mind grapples. I know it's not easy to understand things beyond duality. Yet you must dig deeply. You must now remember, it isn't a choice, it is eternity. I beckon you, come here, close beside me. Please let me remind you, I'll show you the way. For all one together, we remember the gateway, we remember the pathway, we remember we are safe. Please close your eyes gently, please soften your breathing. Please gently dissolve like a cloud as you breathe. You know what I'm saying. I know that you know this. How do you know? You may ask me. Because I remember you. I remember all beings. All energy is creation. We all came here together, though individually. We are all of this mission. We are all of this splendor. No matter what you are thinking, we are one and the same. There have been no transgressions. There have been no failures. There is no need for shame, and there is no one to blame. There is no penance, there is no humiliation. Pick up your belongings and come, catch this train. Your belongings are simple. They are what you came with. Your essence, your energy, is all you are. All else has been distractions, luring you into forgetting the true radiant beauty that you truly are. I know this completely. I see through your trauma. I love you. I know you in the center of your heart. For this is the place where we're ultimately meeting. This is the home we have here at the start. Climb into your heart now. Climb inside this safe haven. Climb in, you'll discover there's nothing to fear. For when you are living in the abode of safety, even the expression fear seems so evidently clear. You could only be fearful, you could only feel afraid whenever you lingered outside of your heart. Try it now. Be curious. Climb back inside it, discover this truth, and you'll be here with me. When you are again inside this, your sacred chamber, when you are living inside of your heart, not only does fear have no access to you, sweet brethren, you will discover that there is no fear. Fear was the illusion, the greatest grand master. It dissuaded, persuaded, and you called it home. Now let it dissolve forever completely. Simply climb inside your heart, for it is your true home. Discover this patiently, discover this swiftly, try it, let yourself experiment, try it now with me. You cannot fail here, your heart is patiently awaiting. To prove to you in it, there is nothing to fear. Yes, there is pollution, there may be a lot of it. This is accrued in the place of your heart, yet do not mistake it, it has been distraction. It's been fear's way of convincing you, it's not safe in your heart. There is great truth in this. Reread this for merit. In your heart, fear can no longer abide. And so heart is your safety, your safest of havens. Climb now inside it. Fear cannot touch you here. If you disbelieve this, you'll continue your suffering. So choose to displace now the guck from your heart. And as you swift do this, you will bask in true splendor. A haven will open, and it is your heart. We're almost complete here for this now fine moment, to give you a moment to ponder all this. You are a creator. You made this dominion. You can choose to keep fear, or you can choose to live. To live is to remember your freedom. To live is to swim in the bounty of love. The one way to access, the only way truly, is to be in the power of love in your heart.